evening. This is Reverend.
And tonight, the theme is, what is democracy and diversity? And there's going to be some news, but mostly a back-to-basics theme, and some tunes as well. I'm going to start off with the Psychedelic Furs from their first release. This is entitled India. Play. Let's go. Thank you.
He forms in his image a weak and foolish man, speaks to him in symbols that you understand. For a life of devotion, the death blow he deals. We don't
Satan. When I'm not running the American insurance industry, MBNA and other credit card companies, faith-based social services and addictions programs, and the Bush regime and their war machine for dickless Cheney's Halliburton profits, I listen to Reverend Bookburn at RadioVolta.org and AtheistNetwork.com. Heard by their fearless chat crew and the Godstopper Army every Sunday night live, 9 to 11 or so p.m. And now I want to hear a song by the Cramps.
Hey people, out of board,
Okay, that was the Cramps. Let's play one more song and then get into this. Gonna play a song in keeping with tonight's theme from a recent DOA release entitled Win the Battle from their legendary Sudden Death Records, suddendeath.com. This is a collaboration between DOA and Biff Naked. This is called All Across the USA. You heard DOA with Biff Naked doing All Across the USA. The Cramps did Human Fly. Robbie Foulkes did God Isn't Real. And started off with the Psychedelic Furs doing India. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on live every Sunday night at RadioVolta.org and relay broadcast live at AtheistNetwork.com, where you can hear the show repeat broadcasted Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. and 9 p.m., also East Coast Time, USA, as well as, oh so appropriately, on Sunday mornings when the show is back-to-back with the great hour of Slack, and also relay broadcast live at two independent radio stations in the state of Washington, one in Olympia and one in Seattle. And tonight the theme is, what is democracy and what is diversity? And this will probably be a theme repeated because I don't think this can be covered in one show, even though I thought it could. So we'll cover as much as we can, play some tunes for balance, because I believe in that, and cover as much as possible. If you want to write to me, write Rev Bookburn, care of Quayle, as in Dan Numbnuts Quayle, 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 at sjcdc.org. And at that website, sjcdc.org, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, you could check out an article entitled Theocracy and Sexual Freedom. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered or kink communities, outside or across the street from Catholic fundamentalist or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. And speaking of weddings performed by the Reverend, the very next show, if this happens on schedule, and I think it will, is the first wedding ever live on the air on this show. That's right. A former crush and her honey, longtime friend, Lady Simone. Her wedding is next week on The Reverend Is In, and I can't wait. And possibly a future wedding, too, of Cindy from WildflowerDesire.com and her honey, but they have to travel, and they don't know if they really want to do it on this show, and that's cool. But next week is Lady Simone's wedding, the first Sunday of March. And the show after that, in response to George W. Numbnuts, Taliban clone Bush's gay marriage ban crusade and all of the repressed issues that seem to be revealing themselves within the Bush regime and their Christian far-right wing Taliban clone associates and all of their dirty secrets that cause these inner conflicts that result in their bigotry and hatred. The theme will be in 2 weeks, I Know What You Did in Cheney's Bunker, which of course refers to Dickless Cheney's bunker after September 11th when they had him stashed away with his little pacemaker while Colin Powell guarded Lynn Cheney, and that is probably worthy of a show unto itself. In 2 weeks, I Know What You Did in Cheney's Bunker, and third Sunday of March, the anniversary celebration of Right to Privacy Day, which was a Supreme Court victory fought by Bill Baird from ProChoiceLeague.com, fought and won in 1972, which legalized birth control for non-married people for the first time ever, and set the legal precedent for the 1973 Roe versus Wade decision that legalized abortion in America. And coming up in April, Palm and Stroke Sunday, Easter, what some people will do to get nailed, and the Reverend's birthday show. And way in the future, the Pie Man has graciously volunteered to be a Reverend Bookburn correspondent during the Republican convention protests in New York. And we'll also entertain the troops like we always do. We just choose to entertain the underrepresented troops who need more entertainment and get too short a selection of entertainment and support. So we will entertain those troops this coming August and provide coverage thanks to Pie Man from pieman.org. And those are the forthcoming shows. So I'm only going to cover a little bit of current items before plunging into this theme that we're in. The first is that there was an action that was outside of Camden County Jail in Camden, New Jersey, where, if you heard the show a couple weeks ago, the recipients of Asshole of the Week were the officials of the Camden County Jail because of their negligence and failure to act after being warned about a potential deadly situation that did become a deadly situation for a mentally ill man who was inappropriately held there. And every once in a while, after so many outrages, there are things that give you hope. And assuming that a lot of people in social services and various advocacy circles remain oblivious to their environment or clueless or at the very least inactive, this action, which happened yesterday or Friday, was definitely good news. They did a vigil outside the jail. They chose the right target. They went to the jail and not the social service agencies the jail people are trying to blame, but they went to the source of those who are responsible for a mentally ill man's death in Camden County Jail. And in the happy endings department, an abused woman was about to be next on the list. She was going to be sent back to the jail instead of in various treatment agencies where it would have been more appropriate for her to be. But many people within the system, within the social services system, the psychiatric system, and yes, I will always give credit where due, and law enforcement personnel all came to the rescue, saved the day, and kept her out of the jail and into treatment where she belongs. And the Reverend loves happy endings, and so those two developments were a total charge, a total high this week, and definitely moves in a more appropriate direction than the direction of the deadly officials of Camden County Jail a month or so earlier, when their negligence resulted in the death of an elderly, mentally ill man. The second item in the news to comment on is a censorship story, and while it is by no means the most important censorship story, it is the one that is getting the most buzz, the most attention, and so it has to be commented on simply because it made headlines, is being talked about, and the Reverend was asked about it as well this past week. Corporate media hoe Howard Squirm was censored by Clear Channel, and the way it looks in the media, it looks like his show was widely censored everywhere or somehow threatened into extinction. But the actual reality is that Sucky Show is not censored or going to be pulled. He is affiliated with Clear Channel's sibling or cousin, Infinity Broadcasting, who are practically as fucked up. And he was yanked from 6 Clear Channel stations, and he's still on a zillion Infinity-affiliated stations. But while his show does, in this Reverend's opinion, suck and is grotesquely stale and absolutely indisputably unoriginal, he is simply a recycling of the 70s shock jocks that he rips off, even though he calls himself a pioneer. And even though his comedy is in the mind of this reverend, kind of a bullshit and abusive kind of comedy, because it attacks the most down people in society, the homeless, the disabled, the mentally ill, the people from lowest income communities, etc. Instead of taking on power, this guy does not deserve to be censored, even though it was a kind of a lightweight censorship story. I guess in some minuscule way, the Reverend has to begrudgingly say that we're on the same side in this specific story, because he still does not deserve to be censored. If people choose to listen to that show, even though he himself admits it's by default because the rest of corporate radio sucks so bad, he still does not deserve to be censored, and people have a right to choose to listen to that kind of stale entertainment. And there's a couple of resources about Clear Channel. The server was down today, but it is a website that exists at clearchannelsucks.org. And a new one that's under construction but looks even more promising, Fuck Clear Channel, one word, fuckclearchannel.com. And we'll stay tuned to that and cover that as it goes. There's so many more important censorship stories that aren't against people who are famous and millionaires and have big corporate money behind them, but this was in the news, so we had to comment on it, and we're going to focus on the undercovered censorship stories on future shows that seem far more significant and aren't going to get a big outcry of support, or at least a sufficient degree of outcry of support and opposition. Okay. This theme is What is Democracy and Diversity? And I think about these words a lot because they're used so loosely. Words like democracy and diversity, freedom, justice, ethics, compassion, all these words are very powerful, and all of these words have specific definitions and specific meaning, and are terms that have great meanings and great implications. But they're used rather loosely. Every butchering regime on earth uses them. You know, I'm sure that smaller time dictators, from Hussein to the assholes who are taking over Haiti, are still going to throw around words like democracy and freedom and justice and compassion even. But they are words that can be used by any two-bit dictator or superpower dictator, and anybody can claim to be any combination or even all of these above-named terms. But since that is largely total bullshit, it raises the question, what is democracy? And what is diversity? Since the show is broadcasting from America, even though we have international listenership, this is a multicultural nation and a diverse population. So those words have particular significance, and if those words are transformed into something that has far less meaning, and even worse, if they become words that are transformed by those who dominate the culture and the nation as empty words, then there's not only serious problems, but it raises the question, what do these terms actually mean? Democracy suggests a free society where people at all levels have a say, where rights are not trampled, where laws are not made every 5 minutes to further abridge people's rights and liberties, where unnecessary restrictions and repression go in contrast to documents such as the Bill of Rights and the U.S. Constitution, where government is supposedly looking after the interests of all communities and not just being little more than whores for corporate interests and other specific entities. And I mean no disrespect, and I don't mean to be degrading by using words like whores, because that's actually an insult to actual working whores, and they don't deserve the degrading comparison, and the Reverend apologizes for using that term in such a derogatory manner, but for this show and for the sake of brevity, we will say that government is not supposed to be corporate hoes or hoes for religious dictators, who are absolutely in contrast to principles of democracy in seeking to impose their personal codes and the codes of their churches onto the entire population. That is called theocracy. The most obvious examples of that are the governments of Iran, Saudi Arabia, and of course the fallen Taliban government that was fallen for another body of proponents of theocrats of theocracy to take over. But here it passes as diversity training. And after they get around to sensitizing people about each culture and cultural differences, customs, language barriers, and different issues that are relevant to diversity, they get around to the spiritual aspect, and while innocently believing that they are training people in diversity, they are actually doing an about-face and being the opposite of people sensitizing and training people in diversity by pushing propaganda and an agenda. In reality, the only standard that fits all people and allows everybody their beliefs or their non-beliefs is one of neutrality, which says, my belief system is in my head, and between myself and my peers and whatever cartoon character I choose to obsess over, if any, but other people have their rights and other people have their way of thinking and their way of believing and their value system, and as long as they don't harm anyone else, then what they think, say, or do is relevant. But when you say we're diversity training, but we're acknowledging the spiritual and we're writing it on our official paperwork and documentation, and we're acknowledging it in their psych evals, and we're acknowledging that in their welfare applications, and we're acknowledging that in society as a whole, then they are violating the standards of democracy and diversity. Ethics and compassion are appropriate words because they have real meanings and they are common values that are worthwhile. Ethics means you don't fuck with other people, you don't do things that are wrong. It's not a bullshit word like morals that means you're immoral because you seek pleasure, or you're immoral because you fucked, or you're immoral because you jerk off. Ethics means principles, and ethics means you're acting in the interests of all people. compassion means you are sensitive to people and raising your own awareness about people who need compassion, be it the homeless, people with disabilities, people with AIDS, people who are the most in need, or the people who are bashed by the system, gay people who are currently on the chopping block, and people who are getting all kinds of hostility without a morsel of justification, and people who are facing every kind of bigotry and hate on a large scale, like entire classes of people. Compassion means you are more evolved than the deranged people who are perpetrating hate and bigotry, the people who are harassing women at the women's clinics, the people who perpetrate street crime, the people who are ripping off the entire nation, like from Enron to other corporate hoes, to the energy companies, to the nuclear industry, the people who are hoes for the overbloated military budget and that whole industry, the corporate privatized prison industrial complex. Compassion means, and ethics means, that you are sensitized to those who need you, and you are in opposition of those forces that oppress other people and represent the height of unethical behavior and a complete lack of compassion in this world. Okay, I am talked out and on no sleep. A couple of hellos. Hello to the Mac Goddess, and happy birthday to, and hello to everybody on the Mac Goddess birthday party train, friends, family members, the offspring, the wonderful offspring, including that incredible little bowling aisle dance before unleashing the ball. I am still cracking up over that. Hello to Desiree and friends, and hello to the fearless and mighty Everlasting Godstopper and her fearless chat buddies at infidelguy.com or wherever it is. Right, we're going to cover this subject a little more, plus there's a little bit more news. And a couple of things to plug. And I'm going to try to get in a lot of these tunes also. Okay, if I'll say a little more about it and then play the Jags. If we're not indulging in theocracy, and if we're not going to twist reality and perpetrate myths, if we're not going to be corporate media hoes pushing the lies and the war criminal lies of the Bush regime and the American Christian Taliban, if we're not going to promote the interests of the American Christian Taliban, then what are we going to push? The answer to that is, we are going to focus on what we all have in common and what we've used for decades, starting with the fundamental standards of education, research, and science. Yes, while before it is banned entirely, we're going to go by the scientific method. And a part of that is the scientific method as it applies to psychiatry, which says officially in DSM, Diagnostics and Statistical Manual, that defines all mental illness, if you see something that is not there, or hear voices, or receive divine commands, then it is time for a psychiatric evaluation and assessment for mental illness. And if you are a producer of a movie about a cartoon character, and you're passionately working on finishing this mythological film, and you say in the news media, with a straight face, that Satan is messing with your equipment and the computers, and you claim you saw this, and that was a part of the filming of your passionate film, then by the standards of science and psychiatry, you are a serious candidate for a psychiatric evaluation. Now, fortunately, the Reverend does not subscribe to the bullshit myth that medication is a kind of a cure-all or answer for everything. So, if the Reverend arranges your psych evals, it will be more objective. The Reverend does not believe psychiatry should be hosed for the higher power 12-step monopoly, only one of several models to choose from. So, a whole profession should not be hosed for one specific model, nor does the Reverend believe that psychiatry should be hosed for the pharmaceutical industry. It should be objective and tailor-made for each individual person in accordance with their state of being and their needs. So when we psych-eval the Mel Gibson crew for their hallucinations and delusions about Satan playing with their equipment and their computers, we will not have a knee-jerk reaction for pushing meds unless it's necessary, but it will only be determined necessary after the assessments. Okay, this is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is What is Democracy and Diversity? The Reverend is the producer of a forthcoming film entitled The Passion of the Santa Claus. And now we are going to hear the song by the Jags, because I've been hearing it in my head all week. This is I've Got Your Number on the Back of My Hand. Play, Lord.
You're only coming if you're feeling blue. You tell me I don't pay attention to you. But if you only knew just what I'm going through, you wouldn't phone those guys who mess around with you. Oh, when I call you, I can sacrifice. You would the map of who you try your ass. I'm not a purple shoe, a 1960s dream. I can look at you, let me put you where you see. You're not unreadable, you're not unreadable. I know just what you are, don't push your love too far. You're not untouchable, not just another girl. I get in touch with you, I only wish I knew that. I got your number written on the back of my head. I got your number written on the back of my head. I got your number written on the back of my head. I got your number. I had a dream, I met another girl. But in my mind, she was just kicking sad. I hope I'm getting through the interference too. My mind is running out, I don't know what to say now. The operator saying, cut the land. You wanna cut it by the very last time. You're only young at heart, but there's a time to start. Just realizing when I get down to you. You're not unreadable, you're not unbeatable. I know just what you are, don't push your luck too far. You're not untouchable, not just another girl. I get in touch with you, I only wish you knew that. I got your number, written down the back of my head. I got your number, happened to you, girl. You're not a readable, you're not unbeatable. I know just what you are, don't push your luck too far. You're not untouchable, not just another girl. Again, we're just with you, I only wish you knew that. I got your number written on the back of my head. Bookstore, I see lined up. Virgin sky horny. Sitting next to the high.
It was homecoming night at my high school. Everyone was there. It was totally cool. I was real excited. I almost wet my jeans. But my best friend Demi was homecoming queen.
Everybody run. dead is what all good happens every day. I didn't want to come here in the first place. Didn't want to destroy another race.
I don't want to be
no war hero. I don't want a movie made about me.
I don't want to be
no war hero. Get away from the manic I see. Send me up here and I was a boy. Stop me to kill with the government gun. Now that the eyes are all dead. If I'm the stretch of justice in,
I don't want to be
no war hero. I don't want a movie made about me.
I don't want to be
no war hero. Get away from the man who's like me. I don't wanna be no war hero. I don't want a movie made about me.
I don't wanna be
no war hero. Get away from the man if I see.
I don't wanna be
no war hero.
You heard Toxic Reasons doing War Hero and Riot Squad. Before that, Julie Brown did The Homecoming Queen's Got a Gun. Human Sexual Response did What Does Sex Mean to Me? And started off with The Jags doing Back of My Hand, I Got Your Number. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In, and tonight the theme is What is Democracy and What is Diversity? And next week is the Lady Simone wedding. At least up till now. And that is pretty likely to happen. And I am realizing that all of the notes for the show and all of this actually spell out to like a whole course or at least presentation. So I'm picking and choosing what to cover and what not to cover because there's too much. All right. The questions to ask are, what are the actual principles of democracy? What are the principles of diversity? And if there is a contrast to them, then that is to be perceived as a problem. Now, here's where people get fucked up. What we do is we normalize things. Maybe there's shock and outrage for a couple of years, like the early years of AIDS or homelessness or the Bush presidential coup or what have you. And then it's normalized. It's just accepted as normal. And people get into this weird head where they say, well, things cannot change. That's just the way things are going to be. There's no hope for change. We're so disconnected from the world and from the way the world runs. And we're so disconnected from the other peoples of the world that we don't have to think about these things or act. And that is problem number one. So we touched on the scientific method and the standards of education. And the like. But here's another thing to do with education. And that is that in this nation, there is the most educational access in the world, and there is the most information access in the world, the most literate people in the world. And yet, by contrast to that, there is the highest degree of gullibility, of putting on rose-tinted glasses, and it can't be just strictly attributed to the corporate media. It seems like there is more living in a cocoon and a false sense of reality, of living in Disney World, of saying, but the leaders love us, but we're a nation united, but we're all one, and that kind of gullibility. And I think it was Gil Scott-Heron, or now I don't remember who it was, who said it at one of his concerts, but it tipped the iceberg of a high truth, which was that even though there's more information and educational access, there is the highest degree of gullibility. If you have somebody who's illiterate, can barely speak, lives in poverty in El Salvador, Guatemala, or now Haiti, death squads running around with millions of dollars worth of American guns, blowing away civilians all over the place, as well as their opposition army, and facing death. Some of their loved ones were already killed, and there's no literacy, there's starvation, there's disease, there's all kinds of problems, and they're not educated. They still have a higher level of political awareness. They don't run around to each other and say, but we're united with the oligarchies who run the coffee plantations and sell all of our natural resources to multinational corporations and keep us living in the mud. And the death squads are our friends. We love them and they love us. They might be manipulable by religious leaders, some buffoonish Mother Teresa type who could say, well, even though you're starving and dying and contraception access was blocked by us, you should still have that 12th baby, even though it could kill you, and even though it would have a 1 in 10 chance of surviving for the first 3 years, you should still have that baby because it's the Lord's will. But they don't have the political gullibility around the world that is here. People are programmable with symbols. And even though the symbols are as empty as the terms that we're discussing tonight, whether it's flags or crosses or yellow ribbons or what have you. The programming is deep enough that people have a programmed response not only to believe bullshit, but to believe this is just the way things are. It's cemented that way. It's unchangeable. Therefore, we're just going to accept it as okay and something that doesn't need to be changed. But the Reverend says, never normalize anything. And never say it can't change. People have changed some of the worst and most powerful governments in the world. The Shah of Iran had billions of dollars worth of American arms and weapons and was toppled. And even though the nation became dominated by a lot of Islamic fundamentalist nutcases, the point for this discussion is that one of the mightiest and bloodiest regimes in modern times was toppled. And the same can be said about numerous countries where they were up against a powerful superpower, either the former Soviet Union or the U.S., and resisted successfully. And so whether resistance comes in terms of combat or whether it comes just in terms of organizing and using people power, the lessons outside of a false Disney World perception of reality is that change can happen. So when it's agreed upon that change can happen, then the next question is, should change happen, and what does it take to make that happen? And we've seen reforms, and we've seen smaller scale changes when people have made up their minds and decided to take a stand. So again, never normalize. I'm going to touch upon one other subject. These are subjects that are really too big to try to cover in a short show, but one of the many byproducts of this Disney-esque culture is that the way to address social problems is automatically censor, ban, jail, imprison, what have you, which is the last resort. It's like saying every time somebody pisses you off, you should kill them, which is retarded. Maybe in extreme circumstances necessary, like if your life was immediately threatened, but it's also the dumbest solution. So that if it's not an extreme case, then you got to think in terms of what is the most rational response and what is the most justified response. But there is now a knee-jerk response that all social problems should be addressed through heavy repression. All lifestyles should be judged and criminalized, and all things we don't like should be censored and banned. Banning does not even slightly touch upon a social problem, whether it's the two occult books in Washington Township, New Jersey, whether it's an internet site, whether it's a CD or a video or a book. It's simply a bunch of yahoos raising money for their Taliban-like clergy leader who's too much of a freakazoid to be able to work for a living. And so even though he's delusional and mentally ill, he's turned into a millionaire and a leader of a bunch of yahoos who need an enemy to focus on. And if they run out of enemies, they have to invent a new one. They have to get excited about gay people, or they have to get excited about Sex in the City on cable, or they have to get excited about the lifestyles that are completely irrelevant to them. The jail system is the same thing. It's staggering that over 2 million Americans are imprisoned, and that more than 50% of them are nonviolent, victimless perpetrators of laws that are questionable at best. Saying that the jail system is the solution for the mentally ill or people with drug problems is like saying we should imprison people for overeating or eating donuts and junk food and pies and what have you because it's a problem. And they make health problems and then health care costs, so we should imprison them. No, there are other people and there are professions and services for dealing with the kinds of social problems when they are, in fact, social problems that are not simply throw them in a dungeon so they can go through that graduate school of learning how to become criminals and thugs and being warehoused for X amount of time and then turn back loose on the streets with nothing and even less chances of survival. What is the role of the corporate media? In addition to bullshitting people, the corporate media's role is to perpetrate myths and stereotypes, but there's another side of the coin there. Since most things about the corporate media and its bullshit and stereotypes and bigotry are obvious, we'll focus on one thing that's undercovered to save some time, and that is what's called a self-fulfilling prophecy, which is that you create a stereotype, and then you have all the bozos who believe it. But the other side of the coin is the people you manufacture into fulfilling that stereotype. So if you say, this is what inner city youth are really about, this is what hip-hoppers are really like, this is what medical hemp people are really like, this is what people into sexual experimentation are really about, this is what punk rockers are really like, or infidels or freethinkers or anything, then you have the boneheads who pick that up as if on cue, who are already either mildly or not so mildly disturbed to begin with, and saying, hey, they said that punk is really about skinheadism, and therefore I can go there and act out my psychosis. Or, oh, this is what being an urban youth is about. Or, oh, this is what that scene is like. Okay, so I will show up and I will act like this. I'm trained by the best. So the self-fulfilling prophecy, and we've done whole shows on that and we'll do it again, but that seemed worth bringing back up again for this theme. Okay, what do we do? Now that we're up against the media lies, the fantasies, the illusions of democracy and diversity remaining in this culture instead of more like kind of being like the bottom of the soup can. There's very little and a lot of the good stuff is gone and there's just very little of it left. And the corporate media keeps people in an illusion and many other distractions. Not just that new weird-ass movie, but all kinds of other distractions are kind of keeping people in a fog. What do? We provide alternative media. Now that there is this forum, and now that it hasn't been shit-canned, we use independent media, not just on the internet, but in print and in any other means that is at our disposal, and continue to deprogram. That's the point of shock humor when it's used by somebody who isn't a dipshit like Howard Squirm. Shock humor in a tradition of Lenny Bruce or Paul Krasner or even George Carlin or Bill Hicks, the late great comedian, or Melba, Brother Russell. Shock humor is a deprogramming tool. Independent media and independent music scenes, in alternative entertainment, as to not bore people with just endless talk, being accessible to people outside of scenes and movements and entire countercultures even, being accessible to all, and letting the deprogramming kick in, letting the shock humor wake people up, and then bringing people on the journey with you instead of being isolated in a tiny cocoon. And since the internet makes that kind of connectedness so much more possible, why not use it and push new boundaries? That's the whole purpose of independent media, or at the very least, this show. So, we'll bring this theme back up again because I realized how much time I've taken up already on this. We will seek balance, as always. We will not talk the whole show like other kinds of shows do, nor will we do escapism and entertainment for a whole show like many other shows do. We will seek balance and have a deprogramming effect, have clinical value, serious entertainment value, information value, and, of course, we'll celebrate the hotter side of life, since there's all of this sexual schizophrenia going on in this culture. We love it, we hate it, we want it, we don't want it. Like the impeached Clinton crowd, who turned out to be moral hypocrites and caught in their own behaviors. We will continue on that subject on future themes and cover their hypocrisy because it's so much fun, the Bush abortion story. And related subjects. I'm going to cover just a few quick news items and then want to play a song in keeping with this theme. All right, I don't even want to talk about this priest report. That can wait till next week. Because it's kind of funny. They said, oh, the priest wrote their own report. Like, oh, there's only 4% to do this, the priest pedophilia actions, which is kind of hilarious. It's like letting the organized crime groups write a report on mobs. Oh, it's only two neighborhoods, and it's only two categories. It's no big deal. The priest report. There's a civil disobedience in cyberspace since EMI is trying to repress a recording called Gray. What's it called? Gray Tuesday. And the Gray album, a kind of a hip hop remix between Jay-Z's Black album and the Beatles' White album. They are giving free downloads on internet in defiance of the assholes like RIA, Recording Industry Association of America. And you can check that out at graytuesday.org. You can plug into independent media at indymedia.org. Click on links around the world and also get updates on the situation in Haiti. You can see an actual democracy in action from a mid-90s documentary about Amsterdam that isn't just a cute title, it's a great policy analysis, entitled Sex, Drugs, and Democracy. And that's at Jonathan Blank's site. There's no H in Jonathan. JonathanBlank.com/SDD. And that is extremely highly recommended. All right, we're not going to talk about the Unborn Babies Victims Act or Greenspan and the talk of cutting Social Security. That's way too long a subject. More Haiti news at Al Giordano's site. It's back up again. Narco News, spelled with a C, narconews.com. From Everlasting Godstopper, $200 million proposed by the Bush regime for a faith-based addictions program. We covered that. That shows that the Taliban and Bin Laden have a real friend with the Bush regime for blending church and state more than they probably ever hoped for. So So they're probably doing backflips in their cave for this latest victory. From Dr. Susan Block, drsusanblock.com, a new editorial titled Saddam's Sex Therapist and the Rape of Free Speech. And the Reverend already sent a letter to that, so if you read her Saddam's Sex Therapist editorial or the Janet Jackson editorial, and then click on the letters, you can see the Reverend's responses to both. I loved both of them. The Saddam Sex Therapist one is also at counterpunch.org, which also has articles about Haiti, another thing by Stu Albert, and an interesting article on mental health insurance parity issue. And on Dr. Susie's show, which is video and audio streaming online and on cable television, live guest Mistress Selena Minx. Am I running out of time? All right, do the plugs and the thank yous and then play songs. Support for medical marijuana exile in Canada, Steve Cubby, from Cubby, KUBBY.com. A more reality-based film than The Passion, called Heart of the Beholder, can be checked out at Beholder.com. Jello Biafra and numerous music releases at AlternativeTentacles.com. Abortion and ECP and RU486, emergency contraception information at abortionaccess.org, legal information at ACLU.org. If you are a band or solo recording artist and want to contribute a song for the Bands Against Bush compilation that's coming out, go to punkvoter.com or bandsagainstbush.com. Ms. Terry and her show at radioleft.com, and now you can check out her Bush Horoscopes page. Bill Baird at ProChoiceLeague.com, and his theme is coming up. Wooden Shoe Books and Records in Philadelphia on 5th Street between South Street and Lombard. Even better stocked now than the last time I gave them a plug. The Dark Lady and her forthcoming event at DarkLady.com. Paul Krasner Books and CDs at PaulKrasner.com, Paul, K-R-A-S-S-N-E-R. And divine sex toys like the Jesus Jackhammer dildo and the baby Jesus butt plug and other very real sacred sex toys that you'll need in that movie theater at divine-interventions.com. All right. We'll do the thank yous later because I'm talked out. And, oh, I don't think I gave the Grey Tuesday website. Go to greytuesday.org. for the free download and civil disobedience. All right. Sick of plug-in. Let's play a song that's very much in keeping with this culture. This is by Living Color. It is entitled Cult of Personality. Play.
And during the few moments that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
Thank you.
You heard Bruce Coburn doing Call It Democracy and Vice Squad doing We Came, We Saw, and that's from a benefit compilation CD entitled Green Revolution, A Good Planet is Hard to Find. Green benefit CD from suddendeath.com. Before that, you heard Living Color doing Cult of Personality. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is What is Democracy and Diversity? And we have one working CD player, which is why that means take a whole lot of time between each CD or talk or think of some jokes. But I forgot a couple of things. There's actually an action in Philadelphia this coming Wednesday, March the 3rd, regarding the Comcast Disney merger proposal, and they're saying say no to media monopolies and protest Wednesday, March 3rd at the Pennsylvania Convention Center at 12th and Arch at 11:30 a.m. and they're going to march to Comcast headquarters at 1500 Market Street, and that's at 1:30. And write to me if you want more details or if you need to see it in print to remember, and you're in this area and you want to go, or if you're from far away and you're just interested in the subject. And the other disadvantage to this one CD player that's working is it's not recognizing homemade CDs, which means not only no Ms. Terry, but it means no recorded fart sounds for the Asshole of the Week award. So you just have to get it straight from the mouth, which is like this. Yes, it is time for Asshole of the Week. Sunday, February 29th, 2004, at RadioVolta.org and AtheistNetwork.com, and two independent radio stations in the state of Washington, one in Olympia and one in Seattle. Tonight, Asshole of the Week is Education Secretary Rod Paige. Rod Paige has decided to blast teachers' unions nationwide for demanding funding to meet Bush's absurd No Child Left Behind policy. Not that it isn't a great title, but to implement the costly details of that plan and demanding better funding and conditions to make it actually practical. Rod Paige is not in a secluded room being given medication. He is the education secretary, and he declared that the teachers' unions are, and I'm not making this up, quote, terrorist organizations. The teachers' unions were called terrorist organizations by, and now the title has no meaning, Education Secretary, and this week's recipient of Asshole of the Week, Rod Paige. Alright, no more sounds for that. Let us do the credits. If you want the playlist, a ridiculously long list of every song, plus the subject matter of the show and all the links for the plugs and probably more stuff, or to write for feedback, ideas for the forthcoming shows, or whatever, write Rev Bookburn, care of Quayle, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, Quayle at sjcdc.org, and say you want the playlist if you're not getting it, or write whatever you want. People who send Reverend-oriented spam, it's amusing at first, but otherwise, it just calls my attention to the fact that yet another dickhead is out there and thinks I'm going to either promote or forward in email form your promotions after you spammed and said, hey, Rev, Did you know that 4 out of 5 dentists say, or whatever you're fucking writing, you will never get a dime from me and hopefully any book burners. But write to me, send me whatever, and chances are, if it is entertaining, and it definitely if it's a cartoon, I will appreciate it. Next week, Lady Simone's wedding, former crush and very good friend of many years. And that's the first ever Reverend Bookburn on the air wedding. And we'll make it good. In 2 weeks, I Know What You Did in Cheney's Bunker. 3 weeks, Right to Privacy Day anniversary. In April, Palm and Stroke Sunday. Easter, What Some People Will Do to Get Nailed, and the Reverend's Birthday Show. And in August, convention protest coverage during the Republican convention in New York City and entertaining the troops. We're going to go a little overtime at RadioVolta.org. We'll lose the AN listeners in a couple minutes, and this will go a little overtime on the other outlets as well. The Reverend thanks the following. For information assistance or just plain inspiration to the following, for tonight's What is Democracy and Diversity show, thank you. Kenny, Amoeba, Lord Jesus, Secret Chimp, Marlon, a great engineer, Ed Gold, Lady Simone, next week's bride on the show, Cindy Wildflower Desire, probable future bride on the show, Diana Roger, everlasting Godstopper and her fearless chat crew, the Mac Goddess and family and friends and the party train, and happy birthday again. Desiree and friends, Sister Anne Marie, Holy Bloody Mary, Brooke, Justin, Mr. Z and spouse, Jennifer R. and the Independent Media Research Crew, Bipolar Bear, Abby, Natalie, Plantard and the UK Bookburners, the European, Australian, Brazilian, Canadian, and Lebanese Bookburners. What the fuck is that? Allison, Hippie John, Raven, Sarah, Heidi Helper, Heidi Planner, the Coffee Goddesses, Dark Lady and her Honey, Dr. Susan Block, Melanie from the Dr. Susie Show and Elegant Angel Video Productions, Renee Bryant, Paul Krasner, ProChoiceLeague.com, all clinic defenders, Jennifer Hunter from JenniferHunterConsulting.com, Ms. Terry, Pie Man from PieMan.org, Full Circle Records in Blackwood, New Jersey, Wooden Shoe Books and Records in Philadelphia, Joe Keith Lee and DOA from SuddenDeath.com, all of Radio Volta for enduring the looting and theft of a radio transmitter by Satan's sexual partner and community leader, Sister Bay. The two Washington outlets that broadcast the show, Dallas Blanchard, and to everybody who is working on entertaining the troops, informing the troops, deprogramming the masses, providing independent media, and using cyberspace to providing alternatives not only to the corporate media, but also the corporate entertainment industry as well. All right, let's play a song by The Clash. This is from the Sandinista album. That was like the triple record back in 79. This is entitled Hitsville, UK. Play.
Up and down the ground.
Okay, let's play a song for the great Kenny, who is diligently working on repairing all technical fuck-ups. I think he'll like this. This is by John Sinclair. He was the manager of a 60s band called the MC5, and also the chairperson of the Rainbow People's Party in the early 70s. He was a political prisoner in the late 60s and early 70s, the subject of John Lennon and Yoko Ono's song, John Sinclair, on their Sometime in New York City album, and the Free John Now concerts and recordings, and in more recent times, his own recordings have come out on a number of CDs, which include blues songs and spoken word classics. This one is from Underground Issues. This is John Sinclair doing Ain't Nobody's Business. Play.
I really just sing the beginning on this one. It's a tribute to the old blues song that was a hit for so many people. Bessie Smith, Billie Holiday, Jimmy Witherspoon.
This is the Atheist Radio Network.